The Johnson Family.
That's right.
Radio's greatest one-man show with Jimmy Sibner.
And here's Deacon Crumpet.
Thank you, Mr. Jimmy. How does you all live, brothers and sisters? This is your deacon with more of what goes on from this tiny little southern village of Chickasola. Oh, and what goings on there is. For instance, Brother Johnson is soon to open Chickasola's first television station. In a few moments, we'll join Brother Johnson at the Johnson home. But first, let's listen to this.
Courtesy pays when you drive. It pays, says the National Safety Council, to dim your lights even if the other fellow does not dim his. It's safer for you if the other driver can see, even if you are blinded by his lights.
Join Brother Johnson at the Johnson home as Sister Johnson welcomes the brother in.
Oh, Randolph.
Hi, baby. Don't start nothing.
Tell him to put my arms around him.
Wait now, baby. Now, don't do that now. Just let me come in peaceful, like.
Yeah, I miss you so much, girl. You ain't been around here for a week, Randolph.
Don't fight with me now, baby. Listen, honey, baby, darling, sugar lump, all that mess. I come home and I want to be a nice husband to you. Now, let me in.
Let him in, sis. Let him in.
It's nice to have your brother here with us, baby. It's always nice around the house when your brother's here. That was the happiest day of my life when the Missing Persons Bureau found out that Miss Gorilla was your brother because made you so happy. Get out the door, baby. You know, when you stand in the door, there's one thing that nobody can do is get through, baby.
Don't you start me.
I ain't starting nothing, sugar. Now, let me get in, sit down, feel the atmosphere at home and all that. There's been many changes in the place and nothing like... Uh-oh. The one picture there with the picture turned towards the wall there, baby. What picture is that?
Oh, wait a minute, Ralph. Think you'll get them in the rain, though.
Ah, but it's my fault, tell you, Jonathan, Well, I forgot to turn that around when you left and all that. But I thought it'd be good to turn your picture towards the wall. Yeah, let me turn it around, yeah. There you is, Jonathan. Same smiling face, see?
Yeah, so y'all to turn my picture towards the wall, huh? Me, Randolph Johnson Sr., where this night is opening up Chickasola's first television station. And you done turned my picture towards the wall. Don't forget, baby, it was you where run me away from home. It was you where made me leave here because I didn't have a dime. I didn't have no money, nothing like that. I had to go up to the hotel and become a conference man and make a lot of money and all that stuff. And now I come home with all the money that I got and my picture turned towards the wall. Oh, baby. Ain't you got nothing to say, baby?
Kiss me, right?
No, baby, I don't mean that, baby. I mean, don't have a kissing. I mean, why did you turn my picture against me?
Yeah, it was my fault, brother. I'm sorry. I ain't gonna turn your picture towards the wall no more there, Johnson. You was my brother-in-law. Big money man like you, all your money and all that, you're welcome home. Not only that, I'm going to get us some white paint and paint that picture frame around your picture there, too. Been needing painting a long time. From now on, Jonathan, make yourself at home, yeah.
Yeah, sir. Well, that's nice of you. Miss Grilla, Mama's brother, son, all that, because after all, tis my house. I paid for it and all that. And so since you moved in, I'm glad that you done made yourself at home. That's the thing I like around the house is everybody make themselves at home.
Well, thank you. Glad you feel that way about it. Now, what do you say there, sis? Why don't you whip him up some eggs or something? How about you, Jonathan? Hungry?
No, sir, not necessary. You see, right now I worried so much about opening up a new television station tonight. Got a lot of things going on there and all that I'm too nervous to eat anything like
that. I said you'd eat.
Oh. Well, nice. Ain't nothing like having your wife's brother at the house. Sure do give you appetite. Fix me some eggs, baby.
Go on, sis.
Okay, Randall, won't take long, baby. I'll fix it for a little while there. Oh, you sweet Randall.
See, she loves you.
Yeah, so, well, we've been married 23 years. No, that, Miss Grilla, no.
Yeah, but I was the one that put that love in her heart. She run you away, you know, when I came here.
Yeah, sir, when you came here, she run me off. There ain't no two ways about that.
As soon as I found out you got all that money to go open up a television station, Jonathan, I put some love in her heart for you.
Yeah, sir, you certainly is. No, sir. Great to have a brother-in-law like you, sir, no.
Jonathan, I want to talk to you man to man.
Yeah, sir.
What you need in this television business of yours is somebody to be kind of partner along with you. Kind of lookout man.
For who, sir?
You know, somebody to protect you. Suppose somebody want to take a swing at you or something like that. You need somebody like me walking along with you so I can protect you. You need a... Well, what you need is a man right there alongside you all the time, like me, Jonathan.
Yeah, sir. You mean a bodyguard, sir?
Yeah, bodyguard. That was the word I'm trying to think of, yeah. I'll guard your body for you.
Well, how much are you going to cost, Miss Grillison?
50% of what you make in that television.
Yeah, sir.
Well, how about it?
Well, I don't think I need a bodyguard that bad. I'm still in the body, you know, as long as I'm in it.
I said you'd need one, Jonathan.
Yeah, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, sir. Yes, it is, Mama's brother. No, that's very nice of you to think that much of me and all. I feel it. Excuse me, Aunt.
I'll answer. Don't want to take no chances on somebody doing something to you, Johnson. Well, mouthpiece.
Now I've got to see Johnson immediately.
Okay, come on in. Don't be scared of him, Johnson. I'll be watching him.
I ain't scared of him, Miss Grilla. He's my partner in the television. Yeah, lawyer, is everything all ready to open and all that?
Yes, indeed, Johnson. We've got everything all ready. And we have some great personalities that's going to be on the first night. As a matter of fact, the sheriff is going to be there and possibly the mayor. I don't know.
Oh, that's nice.
They'll give it a good send-off, Johnson. I have everything all arranged for the opening. As a matter of fact, quite a few people are coming up, Johnson.
Oh, good. Glad at last we is ready to open the television station. I thought maybe I might run out of money before we get the thing open. I only got $5,000. It cost $45,000 so far. The camera and the transmutator and whatever the thing.
Transmitter.
Yeah. Cost that much money to get the place open. Only got a few $1,000 left. Glad we go open up.
Well, Johnson, one little thing I should discuss with you.
I want to discuss a lot of things with you, lawyer. My bodyguard, yeah, don't worry about him. He's my bodyguard.
You mean to tell me you've already got a bodyguard?
Well, yeah, he hired himself to me. He's my wife's brother there.
Don't you like it, mouthpiece?
I am not speaking to you. I don't want any trouble with you, Mr. Grilla. I'm strictly Johnson's agent and partner. Just trying to... Johnson, I should have a little private talk with you.
Let's go into the other room.
No, you don't. When the talking's going to be done, it's going to be done in front of your bodyguard, Johnson. When I guard somebody, I guard them well. Don't nothing ever happen to them. Get me?
Johnson, better talk to me here, lawyer.
Well, Johnson, after I got all of these personalities together for the first night's television broadcast, you know. I overlooked one little thing, Johnson.
Well, you can patch whatever it is up that you don't overlook there, because I want to get on the air right away so we can sell some television advertising there and get some of this money back. You see, I'm running awful low here. And Mr. Morgan, whoever he is, will send me this money. Liable to be whining me for it and wanting some of it back. So let's get the thing started and all that and whatever the little thing is you don't overlook there. We can take care of that later. The main thing now is to get on the air and come as a selling television advertisement. That's the big thing. Get some money coming in. Right?
Yes, that would be the logical thing to do. But as I say, after I made all of these plans and worked night and day like I have, Johnson, I come to the conclusion that, well, this little oversight that I made is quite an important thing, Johnson.
Well, I know maybe it is important, but we don't worry about that. Let's get the thing on the air and come as a selling the advertising. There's the big thing with the television station. Let's go with it. And these little things that you don't overlook, we can take care of them later.
Well, this particular thing that I've overlooked, I'm afraid we can't take care of later, Johnson.
You can't?
No. This has to be taken care of almost immediately.
Well, then let's take care of the thing and get it on the air.
Well, that's the trouble, Johnson. This little thing that I've overlooked is, well, it's one of those little things that you can't take care of immediately. It'll take time, Johnson. Maybe a long time to take care of this.
Well, what is it that would take so long to take care of, lawyer?
Well, Johnson, you know when I told you to let's go in the television business?
Yeah.
Well, I read in a magazine where quite a few television stations were springing up, you know, around the country.
Yeah, sure, that's all right. I ain't kicking about spending the money. I'm glad of it. Let's get on the air and come as a broadcast, and that's the main thing.
But, Johnson, the little oversight that I've had has to do with, well, it's no use broadcasting.
But what is the oversight, lawyer?
Well, there just isn't any television receivers in Chickasola, Johnson.
Polio has struck in the most vicious epidemic in America's history. Join the polio epidemic emergency drive. Give so that little victims may recover from this crippling disease. Send your dimes and dollars to polio, care of your local post office. Johnson Family is acted and transcribed by one man, Jimmy Scribner. Now, until next time, here is Jimmy speaking in his natural voice and saying to you all,
thanks for listening and bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Jimmy. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.